Hey guys, Steve and Dan here for another weekly message for you. We're in Bakewell, England, a little bit north of London. We just got done with our men's event in London with 18 other guys. And if you're wondering if we're drunk right now, we're not drunk. We both have massive head colds. And we've been taking drugs. I don't even want to talk about it. So here's the message. We said, how can we take this shit and make lemonade? We both feel bad. So the message is, we walked out of the pub. Yeah, we did have one, but we're not drunk. We're just sick. And we came to this park. It's green grass. It's dogs and people and couples. And so Dan and I decided to sit down and send you a message that when you're feeling ill, spiritually ill, emotionally ill, physically ill, mentally ill, when you're feeling ill, sometimes just action, getting out of the pub, walking down the street, picking a bench, deciding you want to give to somebody else, and you give. I can hear my voice already opening up a lot. It's best been, 30 seconds now we're talking. What have you learned about getting through this massive head cold? He's 2 days later into it than I am, so he's feeling worse. I gave it to him.
It's so easy to get stuck in that woe is me victim mode, you know, where you're just feeling like absolute crap. Yeah, thanks for that. Where you're just feeling like crap, and it's just easy to go, well, I'm going to do nothing. I'm going to stay in bed. You know, I could have said to Steve today, you know what, I'm not coming to meet you. I'm not going to go and do all of the things that we planned to do today. That would have been the easiest thing to do. As it turns out, we took whatever we needed to take to get ourselves out of bed and to go horse riding. We had an awesome time, saw part of the Peak District we never would have seen had we not done that particular activity.
Yep.
And yeah, it was harder than if we'd have just done it any other day. But now we're here doing this, and it's that whole thing. If you just take action, decide you're going to move forward, then things are so much easier once you make that initial decision.
Yeah, just one thing. It doesn't have to be monumental. One thing. What's your one thing today that's going to pull you out of the darkness? Remember, emotional, physical, spiritual, mental illness comes from thoughts. It comes from how you're thinking about things. Yes, we have physical stuff going on. My chest feels like I have one lung and I can't breathe. And tonight's going to be another shit sleeping night, I know. But here we are in England. Look, dogs. Dogs and balls and golden retrievers, and life is good today. Appreciate you, brother. Thanks for having me here and treating me to everything. We're gonna go get some more pie and ale tonight if we can stay awake that long.
Take care, bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.